this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 37 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Keep in mind, we jump to 3 hours starting on Monday. We will begin the program at 11 o'clock every single weekday, 11 to 2. Clark and the coach moves back an hour, 10 o'clock to 11. And we're going to be getting Good Morning NoCo going from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So we're going to have local coverage for you, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single weekday, and of course, game coverage with preps and UNC and NFL and college football. It's ramping up. August begins next week, which means we are knee-deep in football talks. We're getting set for CSU training camp and fall practices as well. That's right around the corner. So you're going to be hearing a lot from this guy, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my man, I had a list of things that I wanted to talk to you about that we still might get to. But we got this little nugget of information. Joe Parker, the Colorado State Athletic Director, signed a 5-year, $2.196 million extension to remain as the school's athletic director. My man, Kevin, is this a good move? I mean, I don't know why, but my brain's going back to the Bobo contract extension. I know it was a head coach versus an AD, but what are your initial thoughts, my friend?
Yeah, I think the word I've seen, and I've used this before, is complicated for Joe Parker.
Hmm.
There's a lot of good, really good, and there's some pretty bad mixed in as well. So I think, I kind of hate using the term legacy and that type of thing, but Joe Parker kind of has a complicated, legacy, if we're going to use that term. And so with that in mind, I think it's hard to say exactly how, to evaluate this move in many ways. It's very understandable and makes sense. But you can also understand reservations some people have. And as always with these things, time will tell. Obviously, we're still in the middle of realignment madness, and that's going to be a big impact on, how this move is viewed. So it's interesting for sure.
Well, clearly the realignment stuff, Kevin, I mean, if they didn't believe in Joe Parker, because this is a crazy time. I mean, you want to have a steady hand at the wheel for this thing going forward, because there's a lot that could be happening. So clearly, to me, I read this as they think Joe Parker's definitely the guy that will lead them into this uncharted territory that college football is facing.
Yeah, I think you have to read it that way, that, the leadership at CSU, and basically I think you have to draw this back to Tony Frank. This agreement was actually signed by Joyce McConnell, who obviously is out now as CSU president, so she's not even involved in it. They don't have a new president, so I think you have to draw back to Tony Frank believing that Joe Parker can steer that ship. You obviously, if you have the person in charge that you don't think could take you to where you want to go, you wouldn't extend. So obviously at that highest level of leadership, there is some belief in that.
Yeah, no question about it. And you said it. It's a complicated past for Joe Parker. Obviously, Colorado State, in their press release, they outlined all of his successes. 21 Mountain West championships, conference best 15 for the women's programs, and academic excellence. A lot of big-time things going on. Not necessarily with your two main programs. Now, recently, obviously, CSU, the hiring of Nico Medved, has been amazing for Colorado State. But the Mike Bobo situation, the Mike Bobo contract extension, then, of course, the Steve Addazio stuff, the way Parker handled the Larry Eustace situation. I mean, those aren't just little blemishes. Those are pretty big deals that, Rams fans still talk about.
Yeah, I mean, CSU has paid and is paying a lot of money on coach buyouts because of those decisions you just outlined. So that, that's significant. And, yeah, that's where it's a mixed bag. We've talked before that most of the Olympic sports are, pretty healthy, doing pretty well. But, people may not like, how the model is. But the way the model is, you need your big ones to be good. And, men's basketball, like you say, obviously is in great shape now after, getting it fixed after Eustachy era, which, again, was a really bad point. Football has been bad basically through this entire tenure of Parker. You know, he was brought on in 2015, and, you know, CSU hasn't really had a good football season in that time. You know, I guess you could say 2017 wasn't, you know, terrible or anything, and it wasn't, but there hasn't been a huge success, and football, especially when we're talking realignment, is the absolute driver there. So, you know, there are a lot of successes, but hey, you've had some, you know, football is obviously has the brightest light on it, and it hasn't been good. But again, you can see how that maybe has flipped now, I think, pretty universally. I think people think Jay Norvell is going to get this going in the right direction. So there might be some looking ahead with that as well, with this deal of like, hey, football is, you know, finally, you know, kind of on the path to being fixed. So once that happens, maybe it's all systems go is kind of viewpoint for CSU.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you're most schools are going to be judged on how the football program is, unless your basketball program is just so elite, like Duke elite, where you're just in the mix every single year. And then that is able to raise, obviously, the money, the popularity, all of that, the coverage for your school in general. But for Colorado State, as much as we love Nico Medved, as much as we love what we saw last year going to the Big Dance, it is about that football program. They have a beautiful stadium that people want to see filled. And I kind of felt like this last year, Kevin, with the Steve Addazio situation. Parker was sinking, and you were wondering, uh-oh, does this mean maybe the end? Because this was a weird hire anyway. Addazio was like the third or fourth guy down the list amongst some questionable characters that were in the actual running to become head coach. So you were wondering, man, he really botched this thing. Thankfully, Steve Addazio gets kicked out of that last game and maybe forces Parker's hand to make a change. And here you go. You get an exciting staff, not just head coach, but a staff coming over from a pretty successful Nevada football team over the last couple of years. So I feel like he was drowning. Jay Norvell comes in, and now he's at least, you know, he's climbing out of the pool a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everything last fall was really negative. Obviously, a football season was a disaster. There was that somewhat infamous podcast, amongst fans where, you know, there were a lot of, you know, I think things said, you know, about fans, about the program that did not sit well with CSU fans from Joe Parker. And yeah, everything just felt really bad. And that's why the turn in the last six or so months, seven, I guess, almost eight, geez, where the heck is the time gone?
Right?
It's pretty crazy to go from that to, you know, I think people are really optimistic right now. You know, I don't think people are expecting 11-1 or anything, but people just feel everything with this football program is moving in the right direction, and that vibe obviously is great for the athletic department. That's what they want and what they need.
I mean, it was a huge hire now. I mean, not only do you get an exciting coaching staff, and Jay Norvell was on with Rome the other day. I mean, he's a popular guy. He's NFL circles know him and like him and respect him. But you also, you do away with the competition, so to speak. I mean, a Nevada team in the Mountain West, any Mountain West team you can pull from. So to me, it was like, man, Joe Parker's struggling. He's got two outs on him. Boom, he hits a double into left field. And that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll wait and see how the results on the field are. You know, I think most people thought the Mike Bobo hire was pretty solid at the time, so it's never a guarantee. I think this is a safer one because, like you said, obviously Jay has been a head coach and been a successful head coach in this league, so I think it's likely he would continue that. But no, it sure feels like a really good hire and really good move.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and we're just a few days away, really, from getting to see this team in action, starting up with fall camp right around the corner. I know Rams fans are just thrilled. They're excited to see what this new era of football looks like. We've seen the tweeting. We've seen Jay Norvell make the rounds throughout the state of Colorado to promote this program. He's done all of the off the field stuff right. Now we're going to get a chance to see this thing put to the test. And once we get into August, man, it's all systems go. Less than a month away after that point when we get to see their first game, of course, against Michigan.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that's here. But, yeah, I think fans will be really excited. You know, camp starts next week. You know, we got a little glimpse of things in spring ball. And that did nothing but create more excitement for people. So yeah, I think everyone's going to be buzzing and ready for camp to, frankly, get here and then get done. I think everyone's just really excited for the first game there.
You want to get the bad taste out of your mouth. I mean, that was the the worst way to end. You know, you're getting smoked by Nevada, and then your coach gets thrown out of the game. And then, I mean, it was like, ugh. I think fans are ready to see this. Kevin, we haven't had you on in a while, so you know I have to do this to you. I have to throw you in rapid fire, man. Are you ready for this?
All right. Yeah, it has been a while.
It's been a while, but I think Kevin can pass the test here. Jade's hit it.
Rapid fire.
All right, I'm going to give you a Mountain West one. Nationally, I think a lot of people think Boise State, Air Force, and Fresno State are all going to be really good teams this season. Kevin, who's going to be the best team in the Mountain West between those three?
Air Force.
I love that pick, Kevin. I love that, man. I thought you were going to go Fresno State, but I absolutely love that pick. When it's all said and done, when the season is over, who will be the best player for Colorado State? Who will have the best year, both defensively, offensively, combined, whatever, statistically, I don't care. Who's going to be the best player by the time we get done with that final game of the season?
Torrey Horton. Not going super crazy, but it makes sense.
It makes sense. Better or worse, will the Rams finish better or worse than fourth place in the Mountain West Mountain?
Better.
Like that too, man. We are on the same page. All right, prediction time. Will this contract extension for Joe Parker come back to bite CSU in the butt?
Oof. there are so many ways to, I guess, grading scale. I don't think CSU will be in Power Conference by the end of it. I'm going to say that.
Okay. All right. So maybe the gamble on saying you're going to be the guy to lead us to this new wide open world, maybe that part doesn't pay off. But who knows? If Jay Norvell can turn things around, at least people are happy with the X's and O's side of it. Kevin, my man, I know you and I got to catch up. We're reintroducing Rams Weekly back to the KFK lineup coming up in August. You and Chris Abshire from the Fort Collins, Colorado one. So very excited about that. I know we're putting those plans together coming up very soon. More Kevin Lytle is a good thing on KFK. I've always said it.
I'm super excited for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We enjoyed it last year, and hopefully we'll have some more wins to talk about this year, too.
I think we will. I think maybe just a couple more, but I think we're at least going to have more than last year, which isn't saying much. Kevin, my man, good to have you back. We're back at it next week, and we'll catch up then. Let's start talking X's and O's. We'll start breaking down positions.
Sounds awesome.
All right, my man. There he is, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And he survived rapid fire. That's a fun segment. I only put the ones I trust can survive that thing. And usually everybody does. I agree with what Kevin says about Air Force. I think Air Force is going to be ridiculous this year. Torrey Horton, is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be the guy for Colorado State? And we return back to wide receiver U? Maybe so. 12:50 the time. Let's wrap up hour number one. When we come back, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.